Today we continue our celebration of the working life. We're looking at the people who do the jobs you sometimes don't see or don't think about. Today we step into a day on the job pumping septic tanks and cesspools.
My name's Shane Bob. I'm a septic technician with Green Arrow Environmental. We're at a country club in McKellips, getting ready to do a septic pole and pump, what we call. So just pretty much pop the lid and throw my hose in it and do my job. Normally, first thing I'll look for on a job like this is make sure there's no dogs. Just go around the area, make sure everything's safe for one. Like this job, this is a cesspool. They don't use these. They haven't used them in years. This would be a system that has gone way too long and has not been maintained. The homeowner was having issues with smells. People don't realize it's like a car. You have to maintain them. If you don't pump it regularly, then what happens is all the solids end up building up in your system, and it could cause damage. It's going to start coming back through the system. So when that happens, this is what you get, this mess right here. It has gone back into the tank, and now it is going back into the home. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to start vacuuming out from the clean out to relieve some of the pressure from the house. Casey, how you doing?
Good to see you, man. How are you? Thanks, good. You guys, for showing up.
That was Casey. That was the homeowner. All right, it's going to get loud now, so I'm going to turn the pump on and start pumping down the cesspool. It's not dirty like you think it would. There's a clean way and there's a dirty way of doing this. And you do it the clean way, you know, you don't get sick, you go home clean every day. So there's a good days and there's bad days with every job. But overall, I like what I do, and it's kind of unique in its own way, its own weird way.
That's Shane Bob pumping a cesspool in the East Valley. We'll have another look at somebody's job next Monday.